Hello, life bookers from around the world, and welcome to this month's Life Note, moving you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert T. Kiyosaki, summarized by Kristen Dombeck. As always, let's begin with the quote. An asset is something that puts money in my pocket. A liability is something that takes money out of my pocket. This is really all you need to know. If you want to be rich, simply spend your life buying assets. If you want to be poor or middle class, spend your life buying liabilities. It's not knowing the difference that causes most of the financial struggle in the real world. Core concept. There's a reason Robert T. Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the best-selling financial advice book of all time. Since 1997, 40 million readers have been drawn to Kiyosaki's elegant, simple principles for thinking the same way wealthy people do. But Rich Dad, Poor Dad isn't actually just about how to get rich. The book gives pragmatic financial advice, but it also asks us to recognize and transform our deep beliefs about money. Some of Rich Dad, Poor Dad's advice is controversial, but its key concepts are deep and potentially transformative. In today's Life Note, we will be exploring some of these core concepts, such as work to learn, not to earn money, why teach financial literacy, the history of taxes, and more. These principles can take years to master, so even if you've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad before, and we realize that given its popularity, there's a good chance you have, we think it's worth revisiting. In its latest edition, Kiyosaki also offers his thoughts on how well the book's core strategies have aged over the last two decades. So let's jump into the big thoughts. The rich don't work for money. Don't become a servant to your wealth. Quote, instead of telling the truth about how they feel, most people react to their feelings, fail to think. They feel the fear, they go to work, hoping that money will soothe the fear, but it doesn't. Money is in control of their emotions, and hence, their souls. End quote. This first big thought begins in a story. After attempting to literally make money by melting old toothpaste tubes, 9-year-old Robert and his friend Mike turn to Mike's father, the titular Rich Dad, for advice. He doesn't say much, just puts them to work for 10 cents an hour at one of his stores. He wants them to experience what it feels like to work for too little, so that they'll understand the common mindset of the adults around them. Get a good job, work hard, buy things, work harder. This is the rat race, he teaches them, that's going to get them nowhere but in debt and enslaved. After a few weeks, he stops paying the boys at all. While they're working for nothing, they create a lucrative small business renting used comic books freely available to them at the store, and a lesson is learned. When instead of working for money, you use your head to look for resources you can monetize, you can get money to work for you. On the surface, this first lesson asks us to shift our attitudes towards work, our deep belief that labor is the primary way to make money. Instead of working for others, Mike's dad argues, the rich own things that make money, while the poor work for the rich. The difference is in that powerful thought. Can you shift your idea of your role in the world so that instead of seeing your role as working, your role is to get money to work for you? But this first lesson is even deeper and more challenging than just that. It's about the nature of our relation to money in the first place. Once the boys have worked for free, Mike's dad offers them a raise from 10 cents an hour to $5 an hour, more money than most adults at the time make. They're tempted. They experience greed. They nearly take it out of fear. But they remember, because they've worked for free, how much more valuable it was to be free from working for money, because it allowed them to begin to make their own business and work for themselves. The rich dad asks them to notice how motivated by desire and terror we are when we take the job we don't want, and how we project desire and fear onto money, which is not, after all, even real. Just working for money doesn't make sense, Rich Dad, Poor Dad argues. Money does not cure greed and fear. Even the rich can be afraid and addicted to always getting more. Untangling our beliefs about money from our most vulnerable human emotions is crucial emotional work. What are you afraid of? Why teach financial literacy? Knowledge is power. Quote, the rich buy assets. The poor only have expenses. The middle class buy liabilities they think are assets. End quote. Some of the wealthiest people in history have died penniless. If you give someone a lot of money who doesn't have the financial literacy to manage it, the money will soon be gone. So the challenge is not just to gain wealth, but how to keep it. There's no simple solution. What Rich Dad Poor Dad recommends is financial literacy, and the details of finance, taxation, and accounting are difficult to master. But the reason to learn financial literacy is simple. You need to be able to read financial documents so you can tell the difference between an asset and a liability. Put most simply, an asset makes money for you, a liability costs you money. If you're struggling with money, it's because you can't read your own balance sheet. The Rich Dad used two simple drawings to teach young Robert and Mike to understand cash flow. Cash flows from an asset into your pocket and can be reinvested to create greater assets, while liabilities take cash from you. Wealthy people use their income to buy assets that earn them more income, minimizing spending and avoiding liabilities so that money can be reinvested into more assets. Middle-class people tend to use their income to buy a house, and then must buy things to fill the house, rather than reinvesting in assets. A house, Kiyosaki argues, is actually a liability, not an asset. While admitting to the emotional reasons why a comfortable home is often a priority, he argues that we end up working more and more for our houses, seeking raises to buy more and more things, or to trade up for better dwellings, even though in the end, many middle-class people don't even end up fully owning their homes. Our house costs us more than they earn us, and for this reason, Rich Dad Poor Dad teaches they shouldn't be our primary investment. Mind your own business. Stay in your lane. Quote, "To become financially secure, a person needs to mind their own business," end quote. There's a difference between your profession and your business. Rich Dad Poor Dad gives the example of Ray Kroc, the owner of McDonald's. His business, he readily admitted, was not hamburgers, but real estate. The real value of his company was, and is, the land underneath the franchises. These days, McDonald's hardly makes the best hamburgers in the world. In fact, most of us can make better hamburgers than McDonald's does. But it is the biggest landowner on the globe. Minding your own business, rather than focusing on your profession, means keeping your eye, first of all, on your asset column. For most of us, that means working at a job. But rather than seeing that job as the producer of your money, see it as funding the purchase of assets that will create income for you. That's your business. If you think of each dollar you make as an employee you'll put to work making more money for you, you're on your way to understanding this principle. Making the study of finance, accounting, and tax law a priority will lead you towards being able to acquire and monetize several kinds of assets to put those employees to work. Such as businesses that don't need your presence to make money for you, stocks, bonds, funds, and other securities, income-generating real estate, notes, royalties from intellectual property, and anything else that appreciates and produces value. Your business should be something that you love. Having a business doesn't necessarily mean starting one. Running a business is a lot of work, and most businesses fail. If you don't love real estate, that shouldn't be your business. If you're not a corporate person, don't invest in corporations. Only love will motivate you to learn enough to become good at minding your own business, and love for your business is what makes your investments safe. If you love what you're doing, you'll work hard enough to learn enough to weather the inevitable setbacks safely. The history of taxes and the power of corporations. Those who don't learn are doomed to repeat. Quote, "Every time people try to punish the rich don't simply comply. They react. They have the money, power, and intent to change things. They don't just sit there and voluntarily pay more taxes." End quote. Most of us work a third of the year for the government. The rich find ways to minimize their tax burden, and Kiyosaki argues they always will. Kiyosaki gives a brief critical history of taxation, arguing that the middle class have always borne the brunt of the tax burden. When we believe the rich will someday be made to pay their share, we often end up hurting ourselves. The primary way that Kiyosaki recommends following the ways of the rich in avoiding taxes is through forming corporations. As a corporation, Kiyosaki teaches, you can deduct business expenses before paying taxes, achieve lower tax rates, and protect money from creditors. To put it simply, business owners with corporations earn, spend, and then pay taxes, while employees who work for corporations earn, pay taxes, and then spend. Focusing on a few aspects of the tax code in the United States, Kiyosaki recommends forming corporate structures that help to protect assets from becoming tax liabilities. The rich invent money. Manifest your own abundance. Quote, "The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it is trained well, it can create enormous wealth." End quote. When it comes to creating wealth, it's not just lack of financial literacy that stymies us. It's lack of courage. It takes guts to abandon the comfortable rat race of working for raises and take the risk of learning to mind our own business. We live in the most exciting time in history, when everything about economies and information is changing, yet we limit our options to the familiar. What blocks our flexibility and imagination? What is money? It is, argues the rich dad, whatever we agree that it is. You can put $100 in saving each month, or you can invest in deals that create money immediately if you've trained your mind to know where to look and have the financial literacy to carry through with putting your assets to work. Kiyosaki gives examples of real estate deals he's made that turned a few thousand dollars into millions using a loophole in American tax law, a 1031 tax deferred exchange, so that every time he sold a property, he invested in a new one without paying taxes on the sale. But the deeper lesson is that training your mind to see valuable investments is the crucial thing, no matter what your business is. That, and always have fun. To find those opportunities that you don't see with your eyes, you must train yourself to see opportunities that everyone else misses, raise money, and organize smart people. Three crucial skills worth the time and inevitable failed attempts it'll take to cultivate them. Work to learn, don't work for money. Growth over profit. Quote, "I recommend to young people to seek work for what they will learn more than what they will earn." End quote. Often, traditional education teaches us nothing but how to become a hamster in a wheel. We learn to narrow our focus, specialize. Our main strategy for gaining wealth is to work as hard as we can. That's our real skill, working hard. But many of us are, Kiyosaki argues, one skill away from wealth. Following the advice of his rich dad, he recommends not specialization, but deep learning in multiple areas. For years, he worked in different areas of his rich dad's companies. He worked in accounting, service, sales, and marketing. And then he began his own adventure in the military and a series of industries, always striving to learn more and more. The point is that real learning comes through experience, and when it comes to understanding how to generate wealth, that experience comes best through work itself, or it should. If you're not learning from the work you do, change jobs. If you're not stretching enough beyond what you already know, take a second job. As you learn to teach what you know and to show others why it's important. Above all, giving is the secret to wealth. Of all the skills you should focus on as you take a second job or find other experiences to educate yourself with, sales and marketing are often that one skill away from wealth that we're missing. Being able to sell what you make or own is the heart of success in business. Many of us resist learning to sell. We think it's below us. Kiyosaki challenges us to recognize that what keeps us from marketing ourselves and our assets is fear of rejection. Sometimes the skill you most fear is the one you need to practice the most. Roadblocks. How to maintain inertia. Quote, "The main reason that 90% of the American public struggles financially is because they play not to lose. They don't play to win." End quote. Kiyosaki names five roadblocks to success and offers principles for combating each of them. First, fear. Everyone fears losing money, but playing it safe can only work to create wealth if you begin investing very early, capitalizing on the potential of compound interest. For the rest of us, some risk will be involved in building assets. A balanced, diverse portfolio is better than no portfolio at all, but putting more of your eggs in fewer baskets, though scary, holds the greatest potential for building wealth. Second, cynicism. Catastrophizing, imagining the worst, criticizing. One of the most paralyzing manifestations of our fear is our capacity for sending our thoughts in the direction of negativity. Find the line between overthinking and real analysis, and strive towards analysis to break free from paralysis. Third, laziness. Kiyosaki has a specific definition of laziness, and it isn't lack of activity. In fact, busyness is one of the most pernicious manifestations of laziness. Laziness doesn't mean not doing anything. It means not doing the hard thing, the thing that you should be doing. In fact, the busiest people are often the laziest, Kiyosaki argues. When we fill our time with everything but the hard thing we need to do in order to create wealth, we're avoiding, and that's what true laziness is. To break free from laziness, Kiyosaki recommends a positive form of greed, desire to discover what we can do to afford what it is we really want. Instead of saying, I can't afford that, ask, how can I afford that? Next is bad habits. Our habits are even more important than our education when it comes to our success. Of all the habits we have, the most important might be paying ourselves first. By paying ourselves, Kiyosaki means our assets. Since our asset column is what creates our wealth, paying into our assets first and our bills and taxes second is a powerful habit. You'll create the income to pay your bills, because your creditors will yell until you do. It's paying yourself that takes discipline, so do that first. And finally, arrogance. So many of our mistakes come from pretending to know what we don't know. When you don't know something, find someone who does. If you can always learn or find an expert to learn what you need to know, why be afraid? Begin today. 10 simple steps. If there's a financial genius inside of you, and Kiyosaki believes there is in each of us, then cultivating that genius can be thrilling. But it won't be easy. In the final pages of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he outlines a process, a series of steps that comprise both a daily mental preparation and a lifetime of work. In brief form, here are his 10 steps. 1. Know the reason that is greater than reality, that you want to cultivate your own ability to create wealth. Reality will always set in, so you need a reason stronger than that. Your deep, authentic motivations for freeing yourself from the rat race, what you don't want and what you deeply do want. Without a strong reason, the rest will be too much work for you. Step 2. Choose daily, with each dollar you earn, whether you want to be rich, poor, or middle class. Step 3. Choose your friends carefully. Be wary of pessimists and seek out people who've built wealth, not to ask for help, but to learn from them how they did it. Step 4. Master a way of making money, a formula, and then learn a new one. This education, whether it's a 2-day seminar or a class on investing offered at your local college, is the most important thing to invest in. Kiyosaki tells the story of a $300 real estate seminar on buying foreclosed properties that made him millions. But by the time that formula's usefulness ran out, he'd learned another one. Step 5. Pay yourself first, which means not only feeding your assets before you pay your bills, but harnessing the power of self-discipline. If it's not naturally in your makeup to be supremely disciplined, join an organization that helps you to learn to manage yourself. For Kiyosaki, it was the military, but it could be a religious practice or any other kind of discipline. The central disciplines you need to mind your own business are managing cash flow, managing people, and managing personal time. They make you not only a good business person, but a good family member and a generous citizen. Step 6. Pay your brokers well, and any expert who will help you to create wealth. Shop hard to find the best, and their fees will be well worth it. Step 7. Always take back what you spend. If you spend to buy assets, take it back once it's been earned back. If you buy stocks, for example, once you've made back what it costs to buy, retrieve that money and reinvest in other assets. Once a real estate investment pays for itself, reinvest that money elsewhere. Step 8. Be rigorous about buying luxuries only when you can pay for them with assets rather than income from work or savings. Step 9. Find your heroes. Imitation is power learning, and when you act like those you admire, like those who make doing what you're trying to do look easy, you learn to be like them. And finally, step 10. Teach others what you learn as you learn it. Give what you have away, especially when you're short. When you feel most in need, give away what it is you think you need. It will come back to you. But how do you begin? Well, stop doing what you're doing, Kiyosaki says, long enough to consider how to redirect your life. Forget get-rich-quick schemes. Find a way to educate yourself on formulas that might work for you. In addition to consulting experts, whether that's books, friends, or seminar leaders, rearrange your life to familiarize yourself deeply with your territory. Find ways to purchase your assets at sale prices, whether it's real estate, stocks, or anything else. Profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. Study history, but do not hesitate to act. You can find out more about Rich Dad, Poor Dad by visiting www.richdad.com. We hope you found this life note to be powerful and inspiring, and we look forward to serving you more wisdom next month. Until then, I want to thank you for listening. Here's to being one book closer to our extraordinary life visions.